Hello, everyone. This is Rebel, and welcome to another episode on Dig Straight Down. This is episode number 86, and it's going to be a fun one. What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode on Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. So this is the first of many episodes in which I will be imagining a Minecraft update inspired by a well-known creator in the Minecraft community. And if you couldn't tell by my amazing impression at the beginning of this episode, today it's Mumbo Jumbo. Actually, it was not an amazing impression. I cannot do his accent very well. I was doing my best to emulate his old YouTube intro, but oh well. If you got it, you got it. If you didn't, it's okay. It wasn't great. Anyway, so before I get into it, I just wanted to let you guys know, if you want to see the video version of this podcast, look it up on Spotify. The video podcast goes up on Spotify first, or you can go to my YouTube channel and you can see some episodes there. I haven't been really good at uploading the episodes on my YouTube channel, but I'm going to try to catch up on that today. I'm going to try to upload as many as I can and schedule them out so that they can, so that you can watch them on YouTube if you want to. In the videos, I'm playing on the Ripple Effect SMP server. It's an SMP I'm a part of. It's not super active right now. In fact, I think I'm the only person who gets on the server anymore these days. But that's okay. I'm still doing a lot of cool things. I'm having a lot of fun there. So if you want to see any of the projects that I'm working on and yell at me for doing things that are just, you know, Minecraft noob things to do, you can go check out those videos either on Spotify or on YouTube. Anyway, let's get back to the Mumbo Jumbo update. Now, if you don't know who Mumbo Jumbo is, you are missing out on some really good Minecraft videos. Go to YouTube as soon as you can and look up his channel. He was one of the first Minecrafters on YouTube that I watched regularly, along with Paul Swores Jr. Paul Swores Jr. and Mumbo Jumbo were the two Minecrafters that I watched regularly when I was first getting into Minecraft, first being introduced to the community. These guys were the ones that I would watch. And so they are very nostalgic to me, and Mumbo Jumbo, very nostalgic to me. His Hermitcraft season, I want to say season 4, maybe season 5, can't remember, maybe it was season 4, it seems like it was earlier, is a very, very nostalgic Hermitcraft season for me. When I watch any of those older videos, I just go right back to being younger than I am now, before I was married, before I had kids, and just, you know, how life was back then, and how it was just had this kind of, you know, the magical feeling of getting into Minecraft for the first time and realizing just how amazing this game is. So Mumbo Jumbo has a very special place in my heart. And Mumbo, if you're listening to this right now, first of all, thank you. but I didn't mean that to be as creepy as it may have sounded. So he was one of the first Minecraft YouTubers I watched. When I think of Mumbo, certain things come to mind when I think of Mumbo, and I think you would agree if you've watched his channel for any amount of time, especially if you go to his YouTube channel and look at his most popular videos. These would be the ones that you would see near the top. So when I think of Mumbo Jumbo, these are the things that I think about. Number one, vaults, doors, and safe houses. This man loves keeping his stuff safe, and if playing on a server with Green, I don't think that I would blame him. So yeah, vaults, doors, and safe houses. Also, walking houses. He's done, I want to say, a handful of videos on making walking houses using redstone in Minecraft. Pretty cool stuff there. He likes elevators. He's done many videos on elevators, different kinds of elevators. Of course, he is a big fan of mega bases. Most of his bases that he's built have been huge mega bases. And also, kind of in and out of Minecraft, he is a cinematographer. He does excellent video work and camera work. So he really likes cinematography and cameras. So in imagining the Mumbo Jumbo update, this is what I think. The Mumbo Jumbo update would take Minecraft security to a whole new level. It would introduce features that would keep you and your belongings safe no matter what server you play on. So here are some ideas for new features to be added, inspired by Mumbo Jumbo. Now for your vaults, doors, and safe houses, those kinds of things that keep your items safe, the first thing that comes to mind would be a double ender chest. And this is just the easy answer to all of your security needs, because of course the ender chest is personal to you. If you open the ender chest, you only see your stuff. You do not see other people's stuff. It is the best way to keep your stuff safe. So we already have the ender chest, obviously. What if we just had a double ender chest where you can keep even more of your stuff safe? But that is the easy answer. That's the sort of boring, yeah, of course that would work answer. Let's go into some more fun things. Now, when I was thinking about vaults and doors and safe houses, obviously, one of the key features of these things is the door, the entrance into these things. And so what are some ways that you can make an entrance more fun? A lot of the doors that Mumbo Jumbo builds are piston doors. These are doors that are removed, where the blocks are removed by sticky pistons. Well, what if instead of being removed, what if these blocks shrink? What if we had blocks in Minecraft that shrink down to mini block size, maybe the size of a button, when they are powered by redstone? Maybe they shrink down and fall like gravity blocks. Maybe they shrink down and then cluster into one corner. I don't know, but the idea of a shrinking block, it seems like that would be a really, really cool redstone functionality that I would like to see people play with, people who are way smarter than me, play with in their redstone creations. While we're adding new blocks, why don't we add blocks that repel entities that touch them while this block is powered? So you go up to the block, if you're a player, maybe you touch it, maybe you punch it, maybe you stand on it, you make contact with it, and it blasts you away in the opposite direction, but only when it's powered. This could be useful for many things. Obviously, it could be useful for keeping people, keeping animals and mobs off of surfaces, but it also could be useful for launching you into the air. You stand on the block, you press the button, and up you go into the sky. That might be a really fun feature to use.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now, if you're going to make a walking house like Mumbo Jumbo does, you might want your storage system to move along with your house. So Bedrock players, this doesn't really apply to you guys because you already have it. But us Java players do not have movable hoppers, movable chests, etc. We do not have that in Java. So I would add movable chests at least into Java so that when we make our walking houses, our storage system goes along with us. When it comes to elevators, I don't think you can really improve on bubble columns. Those are sort of the supreme elevator in Minecraft, except for the fact that downward bubble columns should make you descend as fast as upward bubble columns make you ascend or go up. I don't know. It's always frustrating to me when I'm making water elevators and I have one that goes downward. It just doesn't pull you down very fast. It's almost like you could swim down faster. So why don't we make it so that in the Mumbo Jumbo update, downward bubble columns pull you down just as fast as upward bubble columns shoot you up. And just for fun, just for a few other ideas for elevators, let's add vertical rails and minecarts that can go up walls. it would make total sense, right? Right now, minecarts can only go up sort of a stair step kind of way. Kind of like on a diagonal plane. But what if we had minecarts that just sort of would go up to a wall and then move upwards along the wall like an elevator? I think that that would be really cool. Now, if you're going to make a mega base, one of the downsides of having a mega base is moving things and moving entities around the base efficiently and quickly. So while some people really like water conveyor belts. I think that they're messy and hard to work with. So why don't we just add a proper conveyor belt into Minecraft that can move entities, move players, and move items quickly and efficiently without having to bother with water streams. So let's add a conveyor belt block. Now, when it comes to cinematography, obviously, it would be really nice to have just a regular photography camera in Minecraft. And this could be used to make custom paintings, so custom artwork for your builds. Maybe you could take a picture of you and your server mates and hang this picture in the Nether Hub or your spawn chunks, just to show new people who come to visit your server who lives here and what kind of place this is. It would be really, really cool, and I think it would actually be pretty doable. There are already mods for this. But if this is a security update, let's add security cameras. These could be hung from the ceiling or on the wall of your base, and they would take pictures of any entity that walks into its line of vision. Maybe it could store up to 5 pictures or something, and if you wanted to see, you know, who came by the camera, you just right-click on the camera, and you can see all of the pictures that it has taken in the recent past. If you've noticed things have been missing around your base or something blew up, you can see who may have griefed your base, whether it is a mob or a player. So while this episode is sort of a silly one, you know, obviously I don't think cameras are necessarily something we need in Minecraft, although they would be cool. I do think having more security type features in Minecraft would be really cool, especially for people who play on things like Anarchy servers or any sort of multiplayer server at all, where people might not play by the rules. It always kind of stinks when people don't play by the rules and grief your base or steal your items, but it would also be cool to have features in the game that prevent this from happening in the first place, without having to be always on the shoulders of the person who runs the server. So let's put some of that power back into the hands of the player and add some of these security measures to Minecraft in an update inspired by Mumbo Jumbo. So that brings us to the end of this episode, guys. Email me your questions, comments, and thoughts to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to hear from you. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I am at rebeljc_92. And until next episode, guys, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.